Dear friends, dear Talmidei Chachamim, dear all those people whom we would have liked to have welcomed here in Eretz Yisrael on various occasions, and amidst Hashem, we look forward to doing so in the future. As we come to Hanukkah, a few words to try to get a little bit of a better understanding. We say that the Yevonim came, v'timu kolach shmanim, and the Bach says they went intentionally. It was part of the intention of the Greeks to be metama all the oil in order to make sure that there shouldn't be the light of the menorah. And we have to understand the importance of the light of the menorah even before the Hanukkah story, that they were so desperate that we shouldn't have oil or to be able to light the menorah. Beyond that, we need to understand nothing is by mistake. Nothing is a mikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that the Nes of Hanukkah happened, and we start our 8 days of Hanukkah on Chof Hei Kislev. What's the speciality? Why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Yeshua exactly come out on Chof Hei Kislev? To understand this is to understand the basics of Oyer and Choshech in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created light and dark immediately on day number one. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voiker. Says Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, from the beginning of the Bria, there was an Erev and a Boiker. Erev is from the root of Taruvus, a mixture. The nighttime, the dark, distorts the true image. Things are not clear. Things appear different than they really are. Comes the morning, Vayhi Boiker, Levaker in Lashon HaKodesh means to examine, to see closely, and see what's really true and not true. That's Levakir. The whole world is on a journey, on a trip of Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Voiker. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world of Erev, of darkness, of difficulty, of things that we don't understand. And the world is drawing closer and closer to Vayehi Boiker, when everything will be clear and there'll be no Yetzirah anymore. That's the ultimate purpose of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we say, Ki imcha makoyer chayim, ba'oyercha nireh oyer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of light. In the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is clear. It's impossible to make a mistake. It's impossible even to have a Yetzirah in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'oyercha, in the great glitter and light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nireh oyer, everything is clear. And when everything is clear, then you only want good and ruchnius. But the world isn't created this way. We, Klal Yisrael, were given a tafkid, a purpose in the world, that we are to bring light to the world. We are to bring clarity to the world. We are to show the world the way. V'holchu goyim le'oireich. All the nations of the world are to follow the light of Klal Yisrael. And we are to spread the light more and more in the world until Mashiach comes. And the Pasuk says, Kumi Oiri, come and see, Kivo Oireich, the real true light of the Melech HaMashiach, the Oirish HaMashiach, is going to come soon. The Pasuk says in Parashas Pinchas, Uvroshei Chodsheichem, Rish Chodesh is described as the beginning of your months, of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is compared, has some sort of relationship with Rish Chodesh. What is that? Says the Sipurnu. The moon is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have its own light. It's nothing more than a reflection of the light of the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael, and we are called Doime Lelavona. We are Nimshel Lelavona. There's the great light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the world at this stage hasn't yet been exposed to. We, Klal Yisrael, are to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, and in this way, lighten up the world. That's our tafkid in this world. How are we to fulfill this tachlis? So originally, we were given a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash is called in the Pasuk, Oiroi Shel Oilam, the light of the world. Kiner Mitzvah Toira Oir. The Beis HaMikdash is called Einoi Shel Oilam, the eyes of the world. And the Pasuk says, V'noharu Eilov Kol HaGoyim. All the nations of the world will be magnetized toward the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is to shed light to the entire creation. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a menorah. And we know that the windows in the Beis HaMikdash were created in a way that the light's not coming into the Beis HaMikdash, but the light's going out to the Beis HaMikdash. The great intense light of the menorah, which is nothing more than a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, that light is to go out of the Beis HaMikdash and spread and shine around the whole world. V'naru goyim elov. The goyim of the world, the nations of the world, will be uplifted and enlightened from the light of the Beis HaMikdash and the menorah. The pasuk says, v'asisam menorahs zohav tohir. You should make a menorah and it should be pure gold, and it needs many different chalokim, kaftorim and prochim and shkedim. Says the Yalkut, you want to have an oir, you want to have a light which is going to beleicht the world, it's going to show the world and shine to the world, and the world's going to see things clearly. It has to be made of Zohav Tohir. What is Zohav Tohir in this world? That's Klal Yisrael. We are the pure gold, the real, true, enriched gold of the entire world. And we are different parts. There's all different segments in Klal Yisrael, and every single one of us plays a pivotal role in the making and the creation of the menorah. You can't have a menorah without shkedim, and you can't have a menorah without kaftorim. Each and every part of the menorah, says the Yalkut, Yerecho ad kono, pircho shkedeo, everything refers to and symbolizes one part of Klal Yisrael. And we, as a unit, Klal Yisrael, create a light which spreads out to the whole world and is mashpia and influences the world. And when the whole world sees light, the more light that there is in the world, the more light which is a reflection of Hashem's light in the world, the more the world is going to strive towards the ultimate truth and vayere vayivoyke of the Oyre Shel Mashiach. That was the original matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The Medrash Gemara says that a person's eyesight, at the back of the eye, there's many, many millions of different receptors of light. In Gemara language, those receptors are split into 500 different parts. The Gemara says certain things a person does takes away one out of 500 of his eyesight. Echon mechomesh meis. The receptors are split in the eyes of Israel into 500 parts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a harabayis, which is an opportunity to make a Beis HaMikdash. How big is the harabayis? Chomesh meis amos, al chomesh meis amos. 500 amos square, because that's the size which represents the einoi shel olam, the light and the eyesight of the world, to be able to see things in their true light. Ba'aloyzchas aneres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when we will light the nerus of the Beis HaMikdash, Ba'aloyzcha, it'll elevate Klal Yisrael to a height that we are able to influence the every goy, wherever he might be around the world, and the whole creation, bring it to recognize the true oir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we reflect. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, the Pasuk says, on the first day of Vayera Vayvoika, the Pasuk says, Va'oret hoisa soyu vovoyu v'choyshech al panei sohoim. And Chazal tell us that this Pasuk is referring to the Arba Golias. Toyu is one and voyu is another. V'choyshech zeyovon. The ultimate darkness is the Greek methodology and the Greek way of thinking and the Greek philosophy, which for all that they're considered to be an advanced nation and an enlightened nation, but they are the real epitome of darkness. Everything is shrouded in darkness and we don't see things in their true light, and we can confuse people and distort the truth. The choyshech zu yovan. Yovan doesn't want that the light of Torah and the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dissipate around the world. When yovan is choyshech, the Choshech of Yovan demands not only that we are Choshech, but if there's a nation which can bring light to the world, V'timu kol hashmanim, we are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash and be metame kol hashmanim, intentionally, that there shouldn't be a menorah, there shouldn't be a possibility of bringing light to the world. Says the Maharal, B'tishri nivra olam, on Rosh Hashanah. That was the sixth day of creation, Friday. Hayoim haras oilam, says Tosfos, means Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. The original creation started, the Vayere Vayivoyke started on Chof Hei Elul. That was a time which we would call today the solstice, when day and night are equal. Vayere Vayivoyke, 12 hours each. Then comes the winter. And in the winter, the nights get longer and the days are shorter. And the volume of light in the world progressively gets less. For 3 months, from Chof Hei, Elul of the creation, until Chof Hei Kislev. Chof Hei Kislev is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cycle of creation made that the days get longer, that there's more light in the world. When it came to Chof Hei Kislev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled us to be victorious over Yavon, over V'choshech Zu Yavon, and bring more light into the world. It was the beginning of a new era of bringing light to the world. And that firstly brought a Nitzochen against Yavon, and secondly found for us a Pach Echon Munach B'choshomai Shel Kohen Gadol, that we do have the ability to overcome Yavon and bring light to the world. And that Pach Echot Shel Shemen burnt for 8 days as a simon that the light of Klal Yisrael is going to dissipate in the whole world, and we're going to bring the world to its Tikkun HaKlali. This Moirav Rabbeisai, today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, says the Avudram, if you don't have the light of the Menorah in a Beis HaMikdash, but you have it in the Beis HaMedrash, that light of the Beis HaMikdash moved to the Beis HaMedrash. Asher Yesh V'Yasechel, 3 times a day, says the Avudram, Keneged, the 3 B'chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't have the Menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. An incredible thing. Women are chayev to light the Menorah, says the Gemara. She'af hein hoyu ba'oysa aneis. The women were also included in the Gezeiros of Yavon. Says Rashi, what? Because one of the Gezeiros of Yavon, besides the Gezeiros against Torah and Mila, what involved the girls, the women? Kol ha'niseis, whoever gets married, tiboy lehegmon t'chila. That was one of the things which the Yavonim wanted to institute, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In order to avoid this choshech of tiboy lehegmon t'chila, what did they do? They made the chasnas out of sight, without being mefarsim, that nobody should know I'm making a chasna. So what was the simon that a yid is making a chasna when Yavon doesn't allow a chasna? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they used to light lights. And when you saw a light, you knew that there's a yid making a chasana. And he's making a chasana in defiance of the rules of Yavon of Tiboy Lehegmen Tchila. Because Yavon symbolizes Choshech, and our chasana, which is the exact opposite, and the stira to Yavon, that's represented with an oyer, with a light. When we take out all the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, says Eliyarabba, the minig was for many generations, they would put a light in the Aron HaKodesh. Because the purpose of the Aron HaKodesh and the purpose of the Sefer Torah is to bring light to the world. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah oyer. This is our tafkid, Klal Yisrael as a whole, and each one of us individually, to shine the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light into the entire world. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And the Lechem Mishnah says, not only b'toich b'nei Yisrael, but amongst the Umos HaOlam, we have a mitzvah to make a Kiddush Hashem. Our Torah and our mitzvahs are to show the Goyim, v'holchu Goyim l'oireich, so that we should bring the world closer and closer to the Oireh Shel Mashiach. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that there's a mitzvah to give back an aveda to a goy who lost it, to make a Kiddush Hashem, that they should say, look what the Klal Yisrael who keep Torah mitzvahs are all about. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that a goy who gave a donation to a shul, you can never give it away, even if the halacha would allow it in the case of a yid, but chas v'shalom a goy should think derogatory things about yidin. The Smag writes twice in his Sefer mitzvahs. The Smag was from the Rishonim, and he says, I darshan berabim to Klal Yisrael, that you've got to be so careful when you're dealing with a goy, because if a goy thinks that a yid didn't do things correctly, what does the goy think? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Shoyre, his Shechina amongst Ganovim and Ramoim. We are here in this world to make a Kiddush Hashem, to enable people to come closer to HaKorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose light we reflect, He is be'emes in control of the whole world. Tamachochem she ein boy derech eretz nevela toive emenu. And on the other hand, v'havdus Hashem alekecho ahaveyu ala brios. People will say, ploini she diburoi benachas umasoi umatonoi be'emuna kamonoi maisov kamonoi derochov. That's the Kiddush Hashem that we are to make. We are to spread the oir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We are the moon which reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. Until very soon, Mashiach will come, and the Psikta says, if you don't believe that Mashiach is here, the proof that Mashiach will be here will be when we will see the shining light of Mashiach. That's going to be the proof that Mashiach is here. Every time we light the menorah is a step closer towards the Oyrev Shel Mashiach. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench each and every one of us that we should be Zoicha B'mheira V'yomenu to see the world going from V'holchu Goyim La'oyrech. And we should all be Zoicha to see the Oyrev Shel Mashiach, the Oyrev Shel Olam B'mheira V'yomenu.